This is Living Water Church of Palm Springs, and we invite you to listen to a message entitled, Let's Do Some Work. From the book of John, chapter 9, verse 4, we read in the Bible, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now these are the words of Jesus. What exactly does it mean to work? It means to toil or to labor in an occupation. It means to be occupied in doing something. When a person is working, effort is exerted and progress is made. The core meaning of the word work is to sustain, it's the sustained effort required to do or to produce something. Work can be very physical, or it can be mental. It can be mental efforts. It's something that will cause you to be directed at doing something. The reason that we work is so that we can achieve something, so that we can affect something, so that we can bring something to be about, to bring something about. You know, we work to attain, to gain, and to accomplish, and to succeed, and to excel. A person that works has the ability to advance. Jesus was a worker. He was an achiever. He accomplished great things. He gained and attained monumental status. He excelled and succeeded, and he was very successful in his work. Jesus was a philanthropist. A philanthropist is one who has a desire to help mankind by showing acts of love and charity. They love to serve people by giving of themselves. They love to give their time and their love and their devotion and dedication. Jesus devoted himself to people. This was his work, and he devoted himself to it. In John chapter 9, verse 4, the first word, I must do the work of him that sent me, the word I should be substituted for the word we. The reason I say this is because these words that Jesus did are meant to be continued by those who follow Christ. A lot of times, we waste our time worrying simply for the wrong reasons. And in the book of John, chapter 4, 34, Jesus said that my meat or my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Jesus had the right idea. He had the right idea about work. The psalmist David said in Psalms 48, I delight myself to do your will, O God, and your law is within my heart. So unless we have the law of God's word within our heart, any rewards, any compensation that we receive will be foolishly spent. We spend it on our lusts. We go out and we squander all of our earnings and we spend it on various different things, on partying, and, you know, we just spend it on things that we really don't need until we get to the point that we have nothing left to spend. And, you know, when it comes time to the important practical things that we need and that we want, we don't have nothing left because we've already squandered it. Isn't it rather sad that we will go out and work to buy things that we think that we want? Isn't it sad that the very thing that we thought that would bring happiness only brought doom, gloom, and defeat? We work for jewelry. We work to get our hair done so that we can look nice. And, you know, we work to buy clothes. We go out and we work to get a car to pay rent for that apartment. We work to buy that home, but then not willing to work to get the most important thing that we need. There's not a person alive who doesn't possess an inward desire to see their work have meaning and permanence. You know, we want permanence. In Psalms chapter 90, verse 16 and 17, let your work appeal to your servants and your glory to their children, and let the beauty of the Lord and our God be upon us. and establish the work of our hands. If you want the rewards and the compensations of your work to not be lost in the vastness of eternity, then you must conform to the work that God has designed for us. And some of you might be asking, well, you know, what is that work? What's that work that God has for me? John 6:29, Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who sent me, that you believe in him whom he sent." So according to the word of God, the initial work of God is for us to believe in Jesus Christ. Apart from entering into a vital relationship with God, you can't even begin to work for God. That's right. Your work assignment for God is to believe in Jesus Christ. And the way that you best show that you believe in Jesus Christ is when you're found doing what he tells you to do. John 14:12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he who believes on me, the works that I do, he shall do, and greater works shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Believing on Christ gives us access to the Father. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man goes to the Father except by me." So when you become acquainted with Jesus, he takes you to the Father. And the Father is the one that does the work, and he does the work through you. The works of Christ were confined to greater Israel back in the day, but the works that Christ asks us to do as believers covers the entire world. "He who has begun a good work in you shall," the Bible says, "perform it until the day of Christ Jesus." The Bible is completely full of directives that gives us guides into the most important work that we should be involved in. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, that you have always obeyed, not in as in my presence only, but not much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." The kind of work that we are called to do is to go on to maturity and to work to achieve the ultimate conclusion of total Christ-likeness. And that's what God is asking us to do. That's the kind of work that God is asking us to do. "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall go out into the world, be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth." Are you ready to do God's work? I hope you are.